What needs to be done to the courthouse dome? What repairs?
There's some copper that's deteriorated, and then there's some holes that you can't actually see from the ground, but up there there's some holes where they were cut in to replace light bulbs, I think, and they're kind of just unsightly looking, and there's just damage to the up there, paint missing, and just a lot of repairs up there.
Does the clock still work there?
You know, I don't know that for sure, if the clocks do. I don't think the actual clock was under this grant, but they're looking at repairing that in the future.
All right. Does the $30,000 cover the cost of all the repairs you just talked about?
Actually, no, it doesn't. This grant was supposed to be a 50-50 grant, and it ended up they got $30,000 of grant money. The estimate was around $100,000. At the time of the grant, I think since then copper's went up a little bit, and so it's more. I think it's around $110,000 or $105,000 now. So the county's looking at using some of their own funds to pay for the rest.
Why do you think this is an important project? You mentioned some of the stuff you can't really see from the ground. Why is this important?
Well, it does, you know, the courthouse is kind of a centerpiece for the community, and it does draw a lot of people to town. It is a historic property, and, you know, it's just a nice, there's some nice features on it, and the grant was designed to help courthouses in Illinois with significant features, and the dome is, you know, a real, stands out up there. I think once it's restored, the new copper, it'll give it. You'll really be able to notice when the whole thing's done, because I think some of the copper's maybe been painted over the years to help, because it's probably, I don't know how old it is, but it's deteriorated a lot, and the new copper will probably give it a shine, I imagine.
This money comes from the Richard Dryhouse Charitable Lead Trust. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, this project was supported by a grant from Landmark Illinois, Richard H., and I'm not sure on the pronunciation either, Dries, or County Courthouse Grant Program. It's a partnership of Landmark Illinois and the Richard Dries Charitable Lead Trust. They're an organization out of Chicago, and I was doing a little history this morning on it, that they're a nonprofit organization, and they help facilitate the preservation of historic structures. And it kind of started just in Chicago with the Stock Exchange building, the old Chicago Stock Exchange, and they weren't able to save it. But since throughout the years, they've been able to save a lot of buildings like the Chicago Theater by facilitating, getting media attention and doing a lot of stuff, and I believe that the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency was kind of created by their work to have something in place to be able to save some of these significant buildings, and then they expanded throughout Illinois to try to save a lot of significant and historic structures.
Was this a grant for historic structures in general or specifically for courthouses?
This grant was specifically for courthouses in Illinois, and they had to be either national historic properties or applied for and were in the process of becoming a national historic property.
And this one, of course, already is.
Yes, it is, because, and I found this out when I was doing the grant, was because the architect that designed it was a famous architect, and he did 5 state capitol buildings. And so that's what I understood was the reason that it was actually listed as a national historic property.
So what role did the regional council play in this? Did you come across this grant?
Yes, I believe somebody here came across it, and you know, we tried to publicize in our newsletter and contact by calling or emailing a lot of the courthouses. I think actually, you know, we contacted all the courthouses in our area, which was like 6 counties. And we may even went a little further into a couple other counties to try to see if there was projects that courthouses were available. And then we also had to check which ones were, you know, historic properties. And there are quite a few. I know Fulton County and Hancock were really interested at first. Hancock County's courthouse in Carthage ended up not, their project didn't qualify because it wasn't eligible what the work they wanted to do. And then Fulton County was just, they didn't quite have the funds, even with a grant, to be able to do the project at this time. But they both, there was some interest in the communities and to do these, but,
So this time around, McDonough County is the only, recipient in this general area. Grant recipient.
Yeah, that I'm aware of, yes.
Okay.
And I think this was the last year for this. They did like a 4-year grant cycle. And this was the last year for this courthouse grants.
So you got in just under the deadline then?
Yes.
All right. Anything you want to add about this project?
I think it's an exciting thing for the community. You know, the money helps initiate a project like this where, even $30,000 can help. That's money that the community, that McDonough County doesn't have to come up with. The roofs are really, they just had replaced the roof a few years ago and had to take out a loan probably for that because it's a really big expense. And so, you know, any money that can help, it's going to help the looks of the courthouse and, that's it, yeah, I guess.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you.